what you use to punish children with, maybe.
Well, that would be switch.
Then, what about this container that you might get your groceries in when you leave the store? They put the groceries in a what?
Well, that's a bag to me. To some people, it's a sack.
But you call it a bag.
I do, but I think generally most people say sack.
Well, what if it's made of cloth, the same sort of container made out of cloth?
Well, like a sugar sack, that's a sack to me.
You make a sort of distinction in between a thing made of paper and a thing made of cloth.
A paper container is a bag to me, and a feed bag, you say, though. Now, a seed bag, burlap, and then you say, some people say hop sack.
Hop sack.
Hop sack for...
Is that a...
For a burlap bag.
Oh, I've never heard that
expression. You haven't?
Before.
Well, now, I may have gotten that from my folks, because on my father's side, they were brewers, see?
Oh, I
and
see, yeah.
And hops evidently came in what they called a burlap bag was a hop sack,
oh,
because
okay.
of the hops coming in.
Well, that's interesting.
And you never had heard that?
I've never heard it used at all.
Well, no, I've heard that around here a lot.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good, I'll be on the...
That's with the older people, see? But the present generation and a lot of people in my generation, it may be due to, like I say, I haven't heard my parents talk
yeah,
about it, see?
That's true.
A hop sack.
Hmm. Yeah, I didn't even know that. Well, what about this big wooden container made out of staves and held together with iron bands around?
Well, that's a barrel.
Then, what you might, what your wife might put the clothes in and take them out and hang them up on the line.
That's a wash basket.
And then a small barrel, not as big as a barrel, but the same.
Well, that's a cask.
Now, what
to
about,
me.
Do you ever use the word keg at all?
Oh, yeah. Well, think of that in terms of a container that nails would come in on a building job, nail keg. But for wine or something like that, I'd call it a cask.
Yes. Well, what about this musical instrument that you play? It's about this long. Place.
Harp. Now that's strictly local. I know it's a harmonica, but I'm always inclined to say harp.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the term French harp around here?
Yeah. But I personally don't use it.
Then what about this kind of instrument that you pluck like this with your finger?
Well, that's a Jew's harp.
And these, what would you pronounce the name of these rings that hold a barrel together? What do you call them?
The hoops.
And this thing that you put in the neck of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out.
Oh, I got me.
Not the kind
you
of
can either,
on, but the kind that sticks in.
I'd say one or the other, stopper or cork.
Well, now, is there a difference in your mind?
No, they're one and the same to me. I might use one time, one another. Pull the cork out or the stopper out, either way.
And then this tool that you drive a nail with.
Oh, that's definitely a hammer.
And this instrument, what you turn the land with.
Plow.
And do you ever have any different kinds of sleds around when you were a boy?
Sleds?
Yeah. Did you have more than one kind or just...
Well, when I was a kid, we used to make them, and then the type you bought, they were still all sleds. We called them all sleds.